what a blessing and a privilege to be here on this day. Thank you, Hope College, for your warm reception. Thank you, Black Student Union, for your gracious invitation. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing a humble servant like me. Can we pray together? Great word of life, open yourself to us now, that in looking we may see, and listening we may hear. But then we wouldn't be simply those who see and who hear, but let our hearts be transformed, sold out by the power of your truth. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be found acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, amen and amen. The word of the Lord comes to us this morning from the Apostle Paul's letter to the church in Rome, chapter 12. Hear the word of the Lord. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And then verse 9, let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. We wear the mask. We wear the mask that grins and lies, that hides our cheeks and shields our eyes. This debt we pay to human guile, with torn and bleeding hearts we smile and laugh with myriad subtle ties. Why should the world be overwise in counting all our tears and sighs? Nay, let them only see us while we wear the mask. We smile, but, O great Christ, our cries to thee from tortured souls arise. We sing, but, O clay is vile beneath our feet and long the mile. But let the world dream otherwise. We wear the mask. It's Black History Month in America. So it seems fitting that the novelist, playwright, poet, Paul Laurence Dunbar would escort us to this hallmark text, Romans 12. Dunbar, the son of former slaves, names what goes unspoken in his early 20th century context and today in our very own, the fact that we wear masks to hide ourselves. Battered and bruised in this country's history, demonized for our curves and swerves, we wear masks. To avoid the mocking of our holy dance, the duplication of our art forms, the speculation of our bushy locks, we hide our face behind the mask. Present your body. The word of God begs, present your body. But in my ear, I can only hear, submit your body from the neck down, to throw the basketball, to run the mile, to work the ground, to haul the load. All along, wearing on my face the mask. The mask that hides our eyes, that are avoided on Main Street, left unmet by those who sit across from us in class called religion, in school called Christian, in place called community. We wear the mask to cover our eyes and our nose, big and round, unlike the others, lifted to the sky, our faces down, longing to be seen as something more than needy, unworthy, and invisible. God says, submit your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. But on our campus and in our city and even in our churches, from the neck up, we still wear the mask. Mother Maya Angelou tells a story of a woman she once met, and she said this woman would smile at everything. She said if you brought her good news, she'd smile. If you brought her bad news, she'd smile. If it didn't matter what kind of news it was, she would smile. And then one day Mother Maya realized that it wasn't a smile at all, but it was a surreal apparatus. It is the pattern of this world to laugh when nothing's funny, to sing when there's no tune, to ask caring questions. The pattern of this world where we live behind the mask. But the word of God continues and says, let love be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Can you hear the echo? Be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, there's no subtle way to undergo transformation. You know, one can't slightly change their diet and transform their body. One can't paint the color of their house and expect to transform their neighborhood. And one can't read a few scriptures and intend to transform their mind. Neither can one be forced or coerced or threatened into transformation. One must present their bodies. One must submit themselves to the process. Like a caterpillar submits herself to the process of metamorphosis in order to become a butterfly. Now, metamorphosis, my friends, is a difficult process. Very, very painful, because it requires a person, a people, a community to allow themselves to willingly enter into a rigorous, painful, life-altering season to make them something that no longer resembles what they used to be, but bears brilliance and radiance in a way that equates to holy, acceptable worship. Transformation, it is a difficult process. Why? Because the pattern of this world is to wear the mask. The patterns of this world support the mask, affirm the mask, build systems around the mask, and then protect the mask. So it was in those days, the day when the Romans received this letter from the Apostle Paul from the heart of God. The mask in those days, Jew and Gentile, law-abiding or engrafted into the covenant. But today, the mask is the same, but the labels have changed. The masks are tagged values, preferences, perceived notions. But, beloved, for God's mercy. Yes, it is on the basis of God's mercy that the word of God in this letter to the church in Rome calls them and calls us to transformation by the renewing of our very minds. And so I leave with you a liturgy for transformation, ripped from the pages of Toni Morrison's Pulitzer Prize winning book, Beloved. Where Baby Suggs Holy, they call her an unsung preacher. She would stand out in the clearing on the rock with her body busted from slavery and time. She would call the women and the men and the children to come forward. And when she called it, she would ask them to submit themselves in this way. She would say, in this here place, we flesh that weeps and laughs. Flesh that dances on bare feet in grass, love it. Love it hard, because yonder they do not love your flesh. They despise it. They don't love your eyes. They just as soon pick them out. No more do they love the skin on your back. Yonder they flay it. And oh, my people, they do not love your hands. They would rather to use it or tie it or bind it or chop it off and leave empty. Love your hands. Love them. Raise them up and kiss them. Touch others with them and stroke them on your face, because they don't love that either. You gotta love it. And no, they ain't in love with your mouth. Yonder out there, they will see it, broke it, and break it again. What you say out of it, they will not heed. What you scream from it, they do not hear. What you put into it to nourish your body. They will snatch away and give you leave-ins instead. No, they don't love your mouth. You got to love it. This is flesh I'm talking about here. Flesh that needs to be loved. Feet that need to rest and dance. Backs that need support. Shoulders that need arms. Strong arms, I'm telling you. And oh, my people out yonder, hear me? They do not love your neck unnoosed and straight. So love your neck. Put a hand on it. Grace it. Stroke it. Hold it up. And all your inside parts that they'd rather to beat and to pull out and slop with hogs. You gotta love it. The dark, dark liver, love it, love it. And the beat and beating heart, love that too. More than eyes or feet. More than lungs that have yet to draw free air. More than your life-holding womb or your life-giving private parts. Hear me now. Love your heart. Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world. For the patterns of this world do not love you. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind in Jesus Christ our Lord. And in light of his mercy, take off the mask. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you for the gifts of your word. How you have fed us here at your table. How you have nourished us by your truth. How you have convicted us by your spirit. May this word find rich soil in our souls, that we might be transformed by the power of its truth. Not for our sake alone, but mostly for the sake of Jesus Christ, the beloved one. Amen. Can we stand together? Beloved of God, as you prepare to go forth from this place, be transformed by the renewing of your minds, knowing you do not go alone. We go together, and God goes with us. Go in peace. Amen.